para kepala keluarga dari kaum keturunan Gilead, anak Mahir, anak Manasye, salah satu kaum keturunan Yusuf, datang dan berbicara di hadapan Musa, para pemimpin, kepala suku orang Israel.
Chapter 36. And the chief fathers of the families of the children of Gilead, the son of Machir, the son of Manasseh, of the families of the sons of Joseph, came near and spake before Moses and before the princes, the chief fathers of the children of Israel.
Mereka berkata, Tuhan telah memerintahkan Tuhan untuk memberikan tanah pusaka kami dengan membuang undi, dan Tuhan telah memerintahkan kepada Tuhan bahwa tanah pusaka milik sehat saudara kami diberikan kepada anak-anaknya perempuan.
And they said, The Lord commanded my Lord to give the land for an inheritance by lot to the children of Israel, and my Lord was commanded by the Lord to give the inheritance of Zelophehad, our brother, unto his daughters.
Apabila anak salah sehat tersebut menikah dengan seorang dari suku lain, tentunya tanah pusaka mereka akan diambil dari milik pusaka bapa leluhur kami, lalu ditambahkan pada tanah pusaka suku yang akan dimasukinya, sehingga milik pusaka yang diundikan kepada kami akan berkurang.
And if they be married to any of the sons of the other tribes of the children of Israel, then shall their inheritance be taken from the inheritance of our fathers, and shall be put to the inheritance of the tribe whereunto they are received. So shall it be taken from the lot of our inheritance.
Pada tahun Yobel bagi umat Israel, tanah pusaka milik perempuan itu akan ditambahkan kepada tanah dari suku yang akan mereka masuki. Sedangkan tanah pusaka milik leluhur kami akan berkurang.
And when the jubilee of the children of Israel shall be, then shall their inheritance be put unto the inheritance of the tribe whereunto they are received. So shall their inheritance be taken away from the inheritance of the tribe of our fathers.
Lalu Musa memberikan perintah kepada umat Israel, sesuai dengan perintah Tuhan. Orang dari keturunan Yusuf ini berkata yang benar.
And Moses commanded the children of Israel according to the word of the Lord, saying, The tribe of the sons of Joseph hath said well.
Inilah yang Tuhan perintahkan kepada anak-anak perempuan Zelophehad. Kamu boleh menikah dengan siapapun yang suka kepadamu, namun, kamu harus menikah dengan orang dari sukumu sendiri.
This is the thing which the Lord doth command concerning the daughters of Zelophehad, saying, Let them marry to whom they think best. Only to the family of the tribe of their father shall they marry.
Dengan demikian, tanah tidak akan beralih dari suku ke suku. Sebab, setiap umat Israel harus memelihara tanah pusaka milik nenek moyangnya.
So shall not the inheritance of the children of Israel remove from tribe to tribe, for every one of the children of Israel shall keep himself to the inheritance of the tribe of his fathers.
Jika seorang perempuan memperoleh tanah dari ayahnya, dia harus menikah dengan orang dari suku ayahnya. Dengan cara itu, setiap orang menjaga tanah pusaka milik nenek moyangnya.
And every daughter that possesseth an inheritance in any tribe of the children of Israel shall be wife unto one of the family of the tribe of her father, that the children of Israel may enjoy every man the inheritance of his fathers.
Sebab tanah pusaka itu tidak dapat dialihkan dari suku ke suku di tengah orang Israel. Setiap orang Israel menjaga tanah milik nenek moyangnya.
Neither shall the inheritance remove from one tribe to another tribe, but every one of the tribes of the children of Israel shall keep himself to his own inheritance.
Anak-anak perempuan Zelophehad mematuhi perintah Tuhan kepada Musa.
Even as the Lord commanded Moses, so did the daughters of Zelophehad.
Anak-anak Zelophehad, yaitu Mahla, Tiza, Ruhla, Milka, dan Noah, menikah dengan saudara sepupunya dari keluarga ayahnya.
For Mahla, Tirzah, and Hogla, and Milka, and Noah, the daughters of Zelophehad, were married unto their father's brother's sons.
Mereka menikah dengan keluarga Manasye, anak Yusuf. Jadi tanah pusaka mereka tetap menjadi milik keluarga dari ayah mereka.
And they were married into the families of the sons of Manasseh, the son of Joseph, and their inheritance remained in the tribe of the family of their father.
Itulah perintah
dan hukum yang diberikan Tuhan kepada umat Israel melalui Musa di dataran Moab, di tepi sungai Yordan, seberang Yeriko.
These are the commandments and the judgments which the Lord commanded by the hand of Moses unto the children of Israel in the plains of Moab by Jordan near Jericho.